Chair of the Elections Committee, and the Elections Committee report, according to the agenda, number one, Elections Committee report, is before you. I'd like to make the following amendments. Page one, Earth and Environment Science. Delegate William Blanford. Alternate Delegate Mark Antoine Longpre. L-O-N-G-P-R-E. Hispanic Languages and Literatures. Delegate Beatrice Pena. Alternate Delegate Nora Glickman. The Library. Alternate Delegate David Williams. Linguistics and Communications Disorders. Delegate Michael Newman. Alternate Delegate Kate Menken. Page 1A, Music. Delegate Edward Klorman, K-L-O-R-M-A-N. Alternate Delegate Mark Anson Cartwright. Sociology, Delegate Joyce Tang. Alternate Delegate Pyong Gok Men. Are there any objections to the report being accepted? Seeing none, I'd like to request that the report is accepted. Done. Thank you. Agenda item number two, nominations and elections. A, holder of the chair.
Hi. I would like to nominate Manuel Sanudo as the holder of the chair of the academics of Queens College Academic Senate.
Are there any other nominations? Seeing none, Manny Manuel Sanudo is being accepted as holder of the chair.
Well, thank you very much. The fact that you've elected me, I'm going to take one short liberty and ask for a few minutes of your time. And if you didn't want me to have this time, you should not have elected me. First, I want to appoint permanent parliamentarian Dave Fields. The second thing I want to do is, today was a bit of a special day because not only were senators, but committee chair people, committee people, were all invited, past senators, current senators, future senators, and I'd like to take a few minutes to thank some of the people that this Senate is all about, and I'd like to start out with the Senate committees. And having been on a committee all the time I've been here at Queens College, and now seeing it from the chair's point of view, thank you very much. You are the guys, you are the glue that keeps this Senate going. Without you, we would just fall apart. So all the committees, the ones you see here a lot, undergraduate curriculum, graduate curriculum, nomination committee, the ones you see less frequently, like elections, and all the others, and I know I missed a few, thank you very much, because without you guys, this Senate would not be here. I'm just going to set aside especially one of the committees, because I've worked with them very closely this past year, and the executive committee. I've already given them my thanks, but I really want to, here in public, thank them, because the first years, I'm going to say a difficult year sometimes, transition, and they were there for me all the time. So that entire nine people, well, eight other people and myself on that committee, thank you very much for being there, and I'm looking forward to working with the next executive committee, which we'll be electing very shortly. One of the things, too, that is coming up is that I want to thank Dave Fields. And he's really giving of his time very freely. He could be doing a lot of other things. He's retired now. He comes here. He's been with the Senate for a very, very long time. Believe it or not, and I don't know if you want to, Dave and I have not always seen everything eye to eye over the long time we've been working with the Senate. But again, I'm going to congratulate Dave on this one because he knows that the Senate is a lot more than just one person, and that's a chair or a secretary or whatever. He knows that the Senate is the vehicle here at Queens College for shared governance, and that shared governance between faculty, students, and the administration is what it's all about. And if one person could wreck that, or two people, then it wouldn't be much of a Senate. So, thank you very much again, Dave. I mentioned something about the academic, the administration. I've got to say, this past year, it has been a pleasure to work with the college administration. I've worked with the provost office, the president's office, a lot of the other people, and I've been very cordial relations with them. I hope this continues. I don't see why it wouldn't. I know sometimes the Senate might not be the perfect vehicle, but I think that even with our imperfections, we do an excellent job, and our relationship with these offices are very important to do that good job. I'm just thinking, if you guys want to see a perfect Senate, please don't look at the Senate here in Flushing, New York. Look at the Senate in Washington, D.C., and then you'll see a perfect Senate. The senators, both past and present, our Senate is going to be as good as you are. And the attendance, which is always being monitored and always a question, we have, just to let you know, the newer senators, we have this rule of 31. It's the open meetings minute rule. And every motion has to pass with a majority of 31. What does that mean? Well, we've had in the past, and I rue that day, votes of like 29-2-1, and that motion would not pass, and it's because we didn't have enough people. Well, thank you for coming here. And please, next semester, I hope to be working with a Senate that sends just as many people as we had during this past year, so all our motions, whether they're unanimous or they're 31, will pass or be defeated, but in an open setting where these rules of 31 won't interfere with our debate and our decisions. So I thank you very much, senators, for what you've done and for what you will be doing next semester. I'm going to name two senators in particular, and again, I'm not going to say that the rest of you haven't been wonderful, but these two senators have been especially important to me in this transition year. And those two senators are the past chair of the Senate and the previous one. And both those people are here today, Bobby Brody and Dean Savage. I want to thank both of you very, very much. My last thank you, and I'm just going to do a quick aside. I don't know if any of you have ever seen the movie Patton. It's one of my favorite movies. I like it a lot. This unruly, testy general going around, kicking everyone, slapping everyone. Well, it's an excellent movie. What happens? Well, that's not my model that I want to use for the Senate, but there is one scene where George C. Scott as Patton is addressing a group of British women and their dogs, and he is talking about how the United States and Britain are going to rule the post-World War II globe. And as he's talking at the podium, the camera cuts to his chief of staff, and the chief of staff is muttering, sotto voce, "Don't forget the Russians. Don't forget the Russians." Of course, we all know what happened in the Patton movie. He forgot everyone, right? Well, I've got to tell you, there's been someone here for me during this whole year, both before during and after the meetings, who has always been telling me, please, please, don't forget the Russians. And that person is sitting right here, Phyllis D'Alessio. Thank you to all of you, and I hope we have an excellent year. Let's start it out right now by doing an election for the deputy holder of the chair. Nominations.
Ken Lord, Computer Science. I'd like to nominate Victoria Brown for deputy holder of the chair.
Hi, Chris Labiel, Student Association President-elect. I'd like to nominate Erica Davis for deputy chair.
Any further nominations for deputy? Okay, I think we can use the clickers. We will use the clickers. Before that, I'm going to ask each of the candidates to come to the mic and tell us why they think they're qualified.
Good afternoon. My name is Victoria Brown. Next year, I will be a graduate student here at Queens College, and I will also be the graduate senator. I feel it is important that the graduate students have representation. As an undergrad, I have been a senator for the last 4 years. I've sat on the executive committee for the last 3 years. I have sat on the undergraduate curriculum committee for the past 2 years, and it has given me an in-depth understanding of the curriculum development and policies. And for the 2014-2015 year, I am the president of the College Union Programming Board. I am this year's recipient of the Student Life Award. I am organized and have excellent time management skills. I've enjoyed the last 3 years on the executive committee, and I love the opportunity to serve as deputy holder of the chair. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Erica Davis. I'm currently a junior at Queens College, studying political science and psychology. This year, I had the honor of serving as secretary of the Academic Senate on the executive committee. I also served as an upper junior and senior academic senator. I have the privilege next year of serving as an at-large student senator. I'm also vice president of the College Union Programming Board. We've made a lot of great advances both in this body and in the executive committee this year, and I hope that with your help, I would be honored to continue making positive changes for the Senate and the school as a whole as the deputy holder of its chair. Thank you so much.
Okay, on the chalkboard, excuse me, we have number one, Victoria Brown. Number two, Erica Davis. On your clickers, if you've never used them before, one will be Brown, two will be Davis, and I don't even want to mention this, but if you're going to abstain, that's number three. Forget I said that. While we're waiting, I remind everyone, please, when you come into the Senate, especially for the new senators, come down, sign in, and you will be given a clicker.
All right, everybody sit.
Okay, we're having a technical problem with the clickers. Please go back to your seats and you will be given paper ballots. When you get the ballot, please put your clicker number on the ballot. On this one, you can write in the person's name. If you write A or B, it will be tabulated, or one or two, it'll also be tabulated. But since it's a paper ballot, you can write the candidate's name.
No, you don't have a vote.
Okay, while we are counting the ballots, I'd like to introduce two senators. And the reason I want to introduce them is because these two senators are from a category that never existed before now in the Academic Senate. This year, what we did, we amended the Senate Charter and we put on two part-time adjunct faculty. And the two adjunct faculty are here today. I'd like them to stand up. Jennifer Vallad, Jim McElwain. And this is something, as I said, that we had never had before in the Senate. This is our first step in trying to get a more representative academic Senate. There's still a lot more that we have to do with the adjunct faculty, and I hope to be doing that next academic year, but this is our first step. Thank you very much, Jennifer. Thank you very much, Jim. Okay, by a vote of 33-8, Erica Davis has been chosen as the deputy of the Senate. Nominations for secretary.
Erica Davis, very grateful newly elected deputy holder of the chair. I'd like to nominate Dina Goldman for Secretary of the Academic Senate.
Any further nominations for secretary? Okay, seeing none then, secretary will cast one vote for Ms. Goldman. The executive committee is made up of 9 seats. It's 6 faculty and 3 students. We've elected 1 faculty member. Can we have nominations for the other 5 faculty members on the executive committee?
I'd like to nominate Isabella Taylor for the executive committee. She is a faculty member. She's on sabbatical, and I will speak for her if we are speaking.
Further nominations.
Dean Savage, college-wide at large. I'd like to nominate Alan Ludman for the executive committee.
Hi, I nominate Roberta Brody. She does not accept.
I do not accept. Thank you.
I'd like to nominate Steve Salieri.
I'd like to nominate Ann Azzolini.
Stephen Grover, philosophy. I'd like to nominate Jennifer Kyle from the Division of Education.
Okay, we have 5. Any further nominations? Okay, seeing none, this is for faculty. It's good to be eager, right? Okay, for faculty, seeing no further nominations, those 5 faculty, Ludman, Kyle, Solieri, Azzolini, and Taylor are elected. There are 3 student positions. 2 of them are already filled. So now we go to the last student position.
Hi, Chris Labielle, Student Association President-elect. I'd like to nominate Jen Fernandez.
Any further nominations for the final student seat? Oh, seeing none then, Jennifer Fernandez is elected. Okay. Our next item on the agenda is the nominating committee, the election of 6 members apportioned in the way the agenda has them listed. Faculty nominations from the Division of Education.
I wish to nominate Patricia Velasco. She is abroad at the moment and has asked me to represent her for the Division of Education.
Any further nominations for the Education Division faculty? Okay. Seeing none, then let's, Patricia Velasco is elected. Let's do the math and natural science one next.
Daniel Finnup could not be here. I am nominating him for the math and natural science and will speak on his behalf should it be necessary. F-I-E-N-U-P.
Any further nominations, math and natural science? Seeing none, then Professor Finnup is elected. Let's go to the at-large seat now.
Marion Fish cannot be here. She has asked me to nominate her as the at-large representative on the nominating committee, and I can speak on her behalf should that be necessary.
Any further nominations for at-large? Okay, seeing none, Professor Fish is elected. We'll go now to the three student seats on the nominating committee. Let's start out with the top one, education nominations.
I'd like to nominate Zainab Bhatti. Education.
Okay, no, if there's, are there any further nominations for the education student seat? Okay, seeing none then. Zainab Bhatti is elected.
Thank you.
The Arts and Humanities seat.
I'd like to nominate Jen Soleimani for the Arts and Humanities.
Any further nominations for the Arts and Humanities seat? Okay, seeing none then, Jen Soleimani is elected. The final position, Social Science Division.
I'd like to nominate Adam Klein for the Social Science position on the nominating committee.
Any further nominations? Adam Klein is elected.
They finally found something I'm good at. Motion to adjourn.